Check here as snow alerts come in through the day. 7 p.m. Port Moody has cancelled all waste collection for tomorrow, January 18. Garbage, recycling and green waste that was supposed to be picked up on Thursday will be collected next Wednesday, January 24, instead. 3:55 p.m. Programming at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex and City Centre Aquatic Complex is cancelled, but the facilities will remain open until 9 p.m. for rental groups and drop-ins. The front counter at the Coquitlam RCMP detachment is closing at 4 p.m. 2:25 p.m. Port Coquitlam is closing its community center at 6:30 p.m. The Hyde Creek Recreation Center as well as the outlet and the gathering place closed at 2 p.m. 2:20 p.m. Port Moody has closed all its civic facilities, including City Hall, the recreation complex and the library. Services online and by phone are still available. 2:10 p.m. The City Center and Poirier branches of Coquitlam Public Library will be open until 9 p.m. tonight. But the library link service has been cancelled for the day. 2:05 p.m. BC Hydro is reporting several outages in the Tri-Cities, especially near the border between Coquitlam and Burnaby. You can check the outage list, as well as find out an estimated time when power will be restored, on the Utility's special webpage. 1:21 p.m. Several community centers in Coquitlam will be closing at 3 p.m. They are Millardville Community Center, Pinetree Community Center, Poirier Community Center, Glen Pine Pavilion and Dogwood Pavilion. 1:05 p.m. If your check is indeed in the mail, you'll have to wait at least another day for it to arrive. Canada Post says it has suspended home delivery service across Metro Vancouver. The safety of our employees is our number one priority, said a news release. Delivery will resume once conditions improve and it's safe to do so. 12:10 p.m. Port Moody has cancelled all of its registered and drop-in recreation programming for the rest of the day. This decision is made in consideration of the safety of our participants and staff, said a statement on the city's website. 12:03 p.m. Shelter programs in Coquitlam and Port Moody are operating to give unhoused individuals a respite overnight from the winter weather. Pickups for the nightly winter shelter program operated by the Progressive Housing Society at various churches around the Tri-Cities begin at 8:45 p.m. Guests should call 604-209-1587 to arrange pickup at one of three designated locations, Lincoln SkyTrain Station, Kingsway Avenue, North Side, at Jane Street near the Bottle Depot, and Pheasant Street in Christmas Way, on the south side of Superstore. You can also email the Emergency Weather Response Shelter at Kyle Center in Port Moody is also operating tonight. It includes a bed, warm meal, breakfast to go, support and referrals. There's also a kennel for pets. Pickups start at 8:45 p.m. at the same locations as above. The shelter closes at 7 a.m. the next morning. Call 604-318-9876 to arrange pickup or send an email. 10:46 a.m. Today's Share Food Bank is operating in Port Moody, 2615 Clark Street, and Port Coquitlam, 2211 Prairie Avenue, only. Distribution in Coquitlam has been moved to Friday, January 19. Share's office is closed for the day. 10:40 a.m. All recreation centers in Coquitlam are open, except for the Centennial Activity Center, the Summit Community Center and Smiling Creek Community Center. Some classes have also been cancelled because instructors haven't been able to get in through the storm. Registered participants will be contacted if their program has been cancelled. If you want to attend a drop-in program, call ahead to ensure it's happening. 10:35 a.m. Port Moody Police have advised Gatensbury Road is closed. It's a very hazardous situation out here, said PMPD spokesperson Sam Zacharias. The roads are very slick. 10:30 a.m. The art gallery at Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam is closed today because of the snow. but the box office remains open. 9:32 a.m. Terry Fox Library in Port Coquitlam is closed for the day, as is the city's cemetery. Recreation and fitness facilities are still open, but all registered programs have been cancelled. Public swimming at Hyde Creek Recreation Center is still on, and the Wilson Kitchen at the Port Coquitlam Community Center is open. City Hall is open. 9:30 a.m. Coquitlam RCMP has closed its community police offices in Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam for the day. But the front desk at the main detachment remains open, although you should call before setting out to confirm hours. 9:12 a.m. If you have to drive today, ICBC's website has some tips to get around safely. And if you happen to have a driving test scheduled for today, it's being rescheduled. 8:52 a.m. How long will the snow last? How much will fall? You can find the answers to all your weather questions, right down to your immediate neighborhood, at our Weatherhood page. 8:45 a.m. Coquitlam Recreation Centers will remain open during normal business hours for anyone seeking relief from the cold, says a statement on the city's website. 8:20 a.m. Pomo Arts is closed for the day, and the ART's birthday celebration scheduled for Site B Community Space tonight has been postponed to January 24. Tickets will still be valid, but if you can't make the new date, refunds can be obtained through Eventbrite. 8:10 a.m. Port Moody has cancelled waste collection for the day. Please bring your carts and glass bin inside to help with snow removal, said a statement posted on X, Twitter. 8:08 a.m. The city of Coquitlam is reporting its main roads are in good, passable condition, including many of the hilly routes. But, it added, that could change as the storm progresses. Despite our efforts, the snow is currently coming down with great intensity, and residents need to expect winter driving conditions, even on our main routes, said a statement on the city's website. Residents can request attention to their area using this online form. Garbage and recycling collection has been suspended for the day. Green carts also won't be picked up today as well as Thursday. 7:50 a.m. Heading out further afield? You can check conditions on major roads throughout the Lower Mainland and Sunshine Coast here before you leave. 7:45 a.m. Port Coquitlam Mayor Brad West says the city has 10 trucks currently working to clear priority 1 and 2 routes. Crews have worked straight through the night, continuously clearing streets since the snow began, he said on X, Twitter, adding priority 3 routes will be attended once higher priority streets are cleared. 7:38 a.m. All programs from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Port Moody are cancelled. They include after-school club, youth club, and early learners play school. The status of afternoon and evening programs will be updated by noon. The recreation complex remains open with some drop-in activities. 7:34 a.m. Place Day Arts in Coquitlam is closed for the day. All classes and lessons are cancelled. 7:30 a.m. The City of Port Coquitlam advises waste collection in Zone 1 will continue as scheduled today. 6:52 a.m. For more information about how Tri-City municipalities cope with snow days, as well as impacts to garbage collection schedules and expectations of homeowners to accommodate street clearing, check our story here. 6:45 a.m. TransLink is reporting several delays and diversions to bus service. SkyTrain's Expo line is running only as far as Lougheed Station. Ongoing updates can be found here. 6:40 a.m. School District 43 schools are closed today and all classes are cancelled, according to a post on its Facebook page. Archbishop Kearney Regional Secondary School in Port Coquitlam is also closed. 6:30 a.m. School District 43's website has crashed as parents and students try to find out if schools are open today. The district had promised to have an update posted by 6:30 a.m. 6:05 a.m. The Coquitlam campus of Douglas College is closed today because of the snow. A statement on the college's website says buildings on the campus will remain open, but services like the cafeteria and library will be unavailable. Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain is also closed.